It's January 1936. The little house is too little. It's been too little for quite a while. Mother and Daddy know it. Grandpa sees it, too. Now, this house is getting too small, he says. Mother and Daddy look around for a house to move into. They don't tell Joan and Patsy, Craig and Jackie. They find one on the near side of town, in the Todd School District. It's large, old, built of stone. Mother looks at the kitchen. There's a thin layer of ice, completely sheathing the interior stone walls. Mother decides against that house. A few months later, they locate another one just on the edge of town. It's a mile from the farm, across Turtle Creek, and a block off Collie Road. It's a gracious, spacious mansion, well insulated, two blocks from Todd's school, and boasts a rarity, a swimming pool. They are well pleased. They visit the owner, they visit the bank. Then they take the four children for a drive. They stop in front of the Sherwood Drive house. "Why are we stopping here?" asks Patsy. "To see what you think of this house," Daddy says. "It's elegant," says Joan. "It's big," says Patsy. "It's got a swimming pool," Craig and Jackie whoop in unison as they spot it together. Mother says, "I'm glad you like it. We're planning to buy it." There's a stunned silence. Then all four burst into tears. Mother and Daddy are astounded. They question the four. All agree, positively. They don't want to be town kids. They want to be country kids. They don't want to leave the farm. "Who cares about a swimming pool?" weeps Craig. "What's wrong with the cow tank?" wails Jackie. Mother and Daddy tell the bank they don't want the house after all. But the little house is still too little. They look around some more. "Why don't you think about the farm we're renting?" Grandpa says. Mother and Daddy consider the Snide farm, where Daddy and Grandpa have been farming the land because Peter Snide was ill. Now Peter Snide has died, and the property's for sale. It's a mile and a half further up Collie Road, midway between the dairy and the hill farm, the farm Grandpa bought about the time Jackie was born. It's set back from the road 40 rods at the end of a long lane. The buildings are on top of a hill that marks the edge of the broad Turtle Creek Valley. Some of the land is eroded. Beyond the barnyard and a field, there's a scraggly hickory and oak woods. And in the middle of it is the start of a gaping gully that winds through fields down to the creek in the Catalpa Forest. The weathered frame house is ugly and shabby. It sticks up like a sore thumb. A few misshapen trees surround it. The barn is sound but needs paint. The farm is still in the Consolidated School District. The same school cab would pick up the four children at the end of the lane and drive them to the same town schools. Grandpa stands before the house with them all, looking out over the valley to Beloit beyond. The land wears the green flush of spring. A gentle sun is sinking into a pale pink cloud over the far distant Congregational Church steeple. The dairy is in between, but the round barn is hidden by the pine trees of the Blodgett farm. "It has a beautiful view," says Grandpa. "Every night you'll have a sunset." "We can use more land for the corn business," says Daddy. "The processing buildings should go up here. We can remodel those sheds." "We'll have to remodel the house," says Mother. "We'll call it Sore Thumb," says Daddy. "We'll call it Chez Nous," says Mother. "What does Chez Nous mean?" Craig asks. "Our place," says Daddy. "Our home." The four stand content. This is their home. The dairy with Grandma and Grandpa is nearby, and the hill farm is up the road. It feels right, all of a piece. There is not a single tear.